Existing and new home sales numbers came out this week. Both numbers were expected to dip, but no one expected to dip them to dip that far. Specifically, new home sales. According to the Commerce Department, new home sales dropped almost 33% from May to April. For a closer look at what that means, we're joined by the Takeaways and WNYC's radio's economics editor, Charlie Herman. Okay, so it's always difficult because there's so many numbers that come out that deal with home sales. It's always difficult to kind of tell what this means. So is this as alarming as it looks on the paper?
It is alarming when you look at the numbers, but there's this one big factor that really messed up the numbers in a way, which is this tax buyer credit, this home buyer tax credit, I should say, that ended at the end of April. And that really, I mean, we saw this back in the fall when they had the first home buyer tax credit, which is, it really pulled in a lot of sales. It did exactly what it was supposed to do, which it got people interested and got people buying homes. And once the credit ended, then there was a drop-off in sales. So it's almost like the second peak and then valley of a roller coaster that we saw. And the question is going to be going forward, do home sales return? Or is it really just if you don't have a government incentive, there's no reason to buy a home?
Okay, but on the automaker side of that, when they had the incentive to purchase cars, there was a dip after the incentive ended, and then the car sales began to build up again. Are we expecting the same thing in home sales?
That's a big question, and the one difference there is that when it comes to the home sales, a lot of economists are looking at the jobs market, and they feel that really unemployment has to come down. People have to feel better about their income, about keeping their job, or that they might not lose their job before the housing market really gets better. Most people say that that's the key. We really need to look in, say, September, October, and see where home sales are doing then to have a sense of how the market is going forward.
You know, it affects financing as well. I was noticing yesterday a lot of people were using their federal credit to help them with their down payment. So suddenly they don't qualify without this.
Credit's a huge issue. I mean, the National Association of Realtors said that almost 200,000 home buyers who qualified or they put in for a home, they couldn't actually get credit or the process is slowing down. So Congress is actually looking at extending the tax credit, not for new buyers, but basically if you can't finish the paperwork by June 30th, we'll give you to September.
Oh,
and that tells you that banks are being much more rigorous about making sure people can actually afford the home.
How does this relate to the news that we also got that about a third of the people who are participating in the federal mortgage program have exited that program?
I mean, you know, what we're seeing here in all of these programs is that if you're talking specifically about foreclosures and the foreclosure mitigation, what you have there is a series of issues, which could be that those people really can never afford it, could never have afforded the home in the first place. So maybe they got a modification, but the reality is that it's not going to help. I mean, even if you lower the payments below 30% of your income, if you have no income at all, or if you shouldn't have been in that home in the first place, or you stretched too far to get in there, it may not have worked out. Now, the administration has been saying that a lot of people who fell out of the program got alternative forms of financing. What that is not quite clear, but you know, clearly there's still an issue going on with foreclosures in the country. The administration has been trying to address it, but in some instances, there are going to be some people who just can't afford the home. They probably shouldn't have been in there in the first place.
So the jury's still out on home sales and whether it's good or bad news for the economy.
Yeah, the tax credit really just changed things a lot, and it's really hard to get a clear read of it. One thing that we're hearing, though, is that if you're looking to rent, in some places, it's actually better than buying right now. So that's something to consider, too.
Okay, Charlie Herman, economics editor for both The Takeaway and WNYC Radio.